Welcome to all those joining us for Likutei Moran. It's almost Zois Chanukah here in Eretz Yisrael, the final day of Chanukah, Tov Shin Pei Beis. And we begin from chapter 75 in the second half of Likutei Moran. We dedicate the learning today, Li'iloi Nishmas, Tuvia B'Rabbi Yisrael Yitzchak, Yerachmiel Daniel Ben Gedalia, David Yisroel Reb Ephraim, and also today Aleph Teves is the yahrzeit of my grandfather, who I'm named after, Nasan Yaakov Ben Mordechai. Today Aleph Teves, again Sunday, is also the yahrzeit of Avraham Avinu. Reb Shimshon Ostropolia points out that the pasuk in the Torah, where Hashem says to him, "Tikover b'seva toiva," you will be buried at a good old ripe age, the first letters of Tikover Beseva Toiva spell the word Teves. And since it doesn't specify a date, it means Rosh Chodesh, day one of Teves. The Schus of Avram Avinu and all its tzaddikim should bless all of us to complete this Yontif of Chanukah on a high, to see the success of Klal Yisrael in every way, and the downfall of all the enemies of Klal Yisrael. Okay, Torah Ayin Hey. Histaklus penei hatzadikim levad, hu gam kein dover godol moi. Just looking at the face of tzadikim is also a very big accomplishment, will benefit a person tremendously. Ki omru Rabbi Seinu zechron levracha, because our rabbis tell us in the Gemara, Talmud Chacham hu godol min haTorah, that a Talmud Chacham is greater than a Sefer Torah. K'mayshom Rabbi Seinosal, as the Gemara points out over there, kama tipshoi sharinchi, how foolish are those people, dekaimu mikame Sefer Torah, who stand up for a Sefer Torah, v'loi kaimi mikame gavra rabba, and they don't stand up for a great person, meaning for a Talmud Chacham. And the Gemara is making a kal v'chomer, a fortiori, which means, imagine, they do this and they don't do that. Nimtza, sheha Talmud Chacham hu godol yoisem in haTorah. The Gemara is showing us here that the Talmud Chacham is greater than the Sefer Torah. Veitzel haTorah mosinu, and regarding a Sefer Torah, we find that the Medrash says in Eicha, ki hamo'er sheba machziroi lemutov. The Medrash there quotes a pasuk where Hashem says, halavai oisi ozavu v'toirosi shamaru. I would be satisfied if the Jews would leave me and uphold the Torah. Because if they would uphold the Torah, ki hamo'er sheba machziroi lemutov, the light of the Torah would eventually bring them back to goodness, would bring them back to me, Hashem is saying. So we see that from the letters of the Torah, there's a light that beams forth from them. Mikol shkein oyer hatzadik. So if the light from the letters of the Torah can bring a person back, can help a person do tshuva, then certainly the light that emanates from the face of a tzadik can shehistaklus ha'histaklus boi levad, just looking at the tzaddik, humoyil likidusha ma'oi, will help a person's holiness in a big way. Bevadai kishezoichen ledaber imoi toiv yoiser. Certainly, if the person is privileged to speak to a tzaddik, that's much better. To speak to the tzaddik, to consult with him, to seek his advice, to seek his blessing. But to engage in any conversation with a tzaddik, the Gemara says sichas chulin shel talmidei chachamim tzrichen limud, that when a talmud chacham speaks even about things that seem unrelated to Torah, study his words, because if he's a true talmud chacham, anything that comes out of his mouth will directly or indirectly have Torah in it. It'll have divine wisdom in it. However, just looking alone is also something very special, major. We know there's a pasuk, V'hayu einecha royois esmairecha. Your eyes should see your teacher. And the Zohar HaKadosh speaks about the windows of the neshama, the windows by which a person's soul receives and broadcasts. And two of the major windows of the neshama are the eyes. So when a person is teaching Torah, they're broadcasting through the eyes. This is why it's so important when a person has an opportunity to see a tzaddik, it's something very special. We know that regarding our Rebbe, Rabbeinu Zal, Rabbi Nachman, who's not physically living, Reb Nachman Chirin, one of Reb Nosson Zal's students who wrote a commentary on Likutei Moran, points out in chapter 4 in Likutei Moran, where Rabbeinu Zal over there also speaks about coming to see the tzaddik, that looking into the writings of the tzaddik places his face and his mind in his writings. So a person who looks at the writings of a tzaddik with this attitude, that I believe that the face of the tzaddik, that spiritual light in the face of the tzaddik is in these writings, that person will get the benefit. Additionally, the Gemara says that if you want to see who a rabbi is, look at the students. So in addition, by looking at the students of a tzaddik, that's another way of being able to receive the benefits of looking at the tzaddik himself. Any questions, please?
This applies to any tzaddik. Like I was talking to someone who's also in Debrecen, but he was saying that you shouldn't follow anyone except just following Rabbi Nachman and Rabbi Nosson. We have to just do that, where, from what I understand, it's like what it says in Rashi, that we have to go with the rabbis we have, and my understanding is we have to continually pray that we can connect ourselves to the true tzaddik of the generation, whoever that is, right?
Correct. Torah Ayin Vav, chapter 76. Yisrael heim nasim adonim leba'aleihem. The Jewish people become masters to their bosses. K'mayisham Rabbi Seinu Zal, as the Gemara points out in Sanhedrin, kol mokim shehem hoilchim, wherever the Jews travel or wander, when we're in exile and we go into different countries, Nasim Sorim La'adonehem. They eventually become masters to their bosses, to their masters. And Rabbi Nassau is going to explain this. Ki b'chol mokim shem boim bagolus, because all of those countries and all of those places that the Jews would come to when we're in exile, batchila heim kivushim bagoila. At first, we are oppressed. We are being imprisoned in this exile. We're in a strange place. Many times the Jews don't know the language of the place when they come there at first. And they're in a very weak state. They're completely under the control of the inhabitants there. Avlachar kach. But once the Jews spend some time there, because of our faith in Hashem, because of the minds that we're blessed with, they end up coming bosses, masters, to their masters. Ki achar kach heim koivshim es hamokim hahu shehem boim bagoy lashon. Because after the Jews are spending substantial amount of time in a place, they conquer that place in which they're in exile. Ki Yisrael heim meirimim umalim kol hamekoimois hashfolim v'hanefulim. Because the Jewish nation elevates and lifts up all of these fallen places, places that originally did not have any holiness to them, places that weren't necessarily being used in a constructive manner. And by the Jews living in that area, they end up elevating those places. K'mayisham Rabbi Seinu Zal, as the Gemara says in Megillah, Asidin bote tartiois v'karkesiois she'il medu bohem toiro borabim. There's going to come a time when the theaters and the circuses that the non-Jews built for themselves for recreation, for entertainment, that those will end up being places where Torah will be taught publicly. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says in Zechariah Novi, V'nishar gamhu lelokeinu. And also that, even that, will be left for Hashem. What's the even that? Ayin Shom, the Gemara, the Novi points out there, meaning not just places of holiness, but even those places that were originally built not for holy purposes at all, they will also end up being used to serve Hashem, to spread Torah. Ki Yisroel malin umenasin kol hamakoymoy sanafulin. Because the Jewish people, when we conduct ourselves properly, when we live properly, we elevate all of these fallen places. Fallen meaning that they've fallen spiritually. They're not they have no holiness to them. V'alkein nekroim Yisroel bagolus b'nei ha'goyla. And this will explain why the Torah refers to us, the Jewish people, when we're in exile, we are called b'nei ha'goyla, the sons of exile. Ki af al pi she'achar kach hem nasim adonim. Because even though eventually, when we spend time in these places, we rise to positions of importance, u'mekimin u'menasin u'mal anakol, and we elevate everything, afal pikein, despite that, b'tchila, at first, when we arrive at these places, heim begolus, the Jewish people are in exile. Ki afal pikein heim no v'nod begolus. Because even when we rise, we have important positions, we're still the wandering Jew in exile. Aval achar kach, especially before we become established. Aval achar kach, but then once we become established, heimalin umenasin hakol, the Jews elevate and lift everything up when we conduct ourselves properly. V'alkei nekroim b'nei ha'goyla, and this is one of the reasons why we are called b'nei ha'goyla, Kize oisiois goyla. The word goyla, which means exile, makes up the first letters of this pasuk, Roshe Tevois, v'nishar gamhu lelekenu. That also, that location also, will eventually remain for Hashem. It'll be included in the domain of holiness. Kiachar kach, because after the Jewish people spend some substantial time in a place, Heimalin umenasin hakol, they elevate everything. Bebchinas v'nishar gamhu lelekenu, kama shomer rabbeinu, as the Gemara says, asidin bote tartiois v'karkesois, that the theaters and circuses, places that are not known to have any holiness at all in them, that they will eventually become synagogues, places of Torah and tefillah. Baruch Hashem, we've lived to see this in our generation. One of the great rabbis in Poland, Reb Meir Shapiro, who lived 100 years ago approximately, and he was the one who initiated the Daf Yomi project, that Jews all over the world should be on the same page, should be studying the same page of Gemara, of Talmud, every day, in addition to whatever other learning they're doing, so that when Jews meet each other, they could easily be able to discuss Torah that they're both involved in. And this project caught on and has grown throughout the years, so that 7 years ago or 8 years ago, the Siyum HaShas, at the completion of the Shas, which takes a little more than 7 years at this rate of one page a day, was held in New York in MetLife Stadium, a stadium that has 93,000 seats. And the entire stadium was filled by people with their Gemaras. And Kaddish was said there, Amen Yehi Shmei Rabba was said, Shema Yisrael was said, by 93,000 Jews. And that was one of the venues. There were many other venues in Eretz Yisrael, Binyanei Ha'uma, the stadium, Elio Stadium in Tel Aviv, major stadiums suddenly became places where Torah was spread in an incredible way. Any questions, please? We continue. Torah Ayin Zayin. Rabbi Nizal says, Da, you should know, Shekol Echot Mi Yisrael, Afilu Tzadik Godol, Tzorech Sheyieloi Eze Tzar B'chol Yoyim. Every single Jew, even a great tzaddik, must experience some pain every day. V'gam, and in addition, Mi Shedaito Yoyser Gedoyla, Tzaroi Godol B'Yoyser. A person who has a higher level intellect, greater knowledge, his pain is greater. Bibichinas, as the pasuk says in Koheles, Yosef das, Yosef machoiv, that a person who increases and expands their knowledge, their intellect, increases their pain. Sometimes a person who doesn't understand a situation, they're not bothered by it as much as somebody who does understand clearly what's going on, and it bothers them to a much greater degree. V'ha-ham-toko, how does one sweeten this pain? Hu'alidei achilo b'kedusha u'b'yira shamayim. It's by the person eating with holiness and with deep respect for Hashem. Hainu meaning, Shalidei achila bigdusha, aidei ze nase hamtoko, shalo yizgaber hatzar biyoyser chasvishon. By a Jew eating with holiness means being careful about what a person eats to make sure that it's within the standards of what's kosher, what's healthy, and eating the right amount and eating at an appropriate time, and also eating with dignity. Rabbi Nizal stressed that when a Jew eats, even if there's nobody around, they should eat with the same level of dignity and respect as if they were sitting in front of a king. So Rabbi Nizal says, through this, this will sweeten this pain, that the pain shouldn't expand, shouldn't increase. V'gam shelo yeh nishtal shel menatzar chas v'shalom hishtal shelus el ha-sitra achra. Shehi din kosher chas v'shon. An additional thing is, by eating bigdusha, that it'll protect, that this pain shouldn't go into the boundaries of the sitra achra, the other side, where it becomes a major harmful judgment against the person chas v'shon. V'yidei zeh, haynu al yidei achila bigdusha, shayidei zeh nase hamtoka kanal. Now, when a Jew is eating with holiness and thereby sweetening, controlling, and lessening this pain, the person elevates their mouth to the status of a human mouth. As the pasuk says, "Mi som pe la'odom." This is a pasuk which Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu when Hashem wanted to send Moshe Rabbeinu with a message to Paroi, and Moshe Rabbeinu said, I can't even speak clearly. Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, who gives a mouth to a person? I'm the one who gives you a mouth. So the Rabbeinu says, Misom Pelodom means having the ability to elevate one's mouth to the status of Odom. Hainu she'oise u'meisim ha'peh, Lebechinas koimasodom, the person elevates and makes their mouth, brings their mouth up to the level of Adam. We know when we speak about the midos of Hashem, usually the mouth is referred to as malchus. In Pasach Eliyahu, it says there malchus peh. The mouth is associated with malchus. When by saying we're elevating the peh to the status of Adam, Adam usually is a much higher level. Adam usually refers to the six spheres above Malchus. Zeranpin is called Adam. Kimi she'ein achilos b'kedusha chas v'shalom, because a Jew who does not eat with holiness, azai piv hu bechinas balchai mamish, then that person's mouth is in the category of an animal, not a human. Aval kishoichel bigdusha, but when a person eats bigdusha, azai mesim es hapeh la'odom, he elevates the mouth, he takes it out of the category of animal and elevates it to the status of odom. Shenase me'apeh b'chinas koimas odom, he elevates the peh to the status of like a full person. Ki ikar hayiro hibo la'odom b'shas achilo daiko. Rabbi Nassal explains now that the attribute of yira, respect and fear of Hashem, comes to a person especially during eating. Bibechinas, as we find in Megillas Rus, that Boaz says to Rus, le'eis ha'oichel, at the time of eating, goishi haloim, come, approach, approach closer. And Rashi says there that the word haloim, ein hal, quoting the Gemara, ein haloim ela malchus. The Gemara brings proof from another place where that word haloim is used referring to kingdom. That haloim means malchus, shehi bechinas yira, which is synonymous with respect or fear. Kamei shamru, as we find in Pirkei Avos, the Mishnah says, il mole moiro'o shel malchus. Were it not for the respect and fear that people have of government, they would swallow each other up alive. So we see Moiro'o shel Malchus, Yira of Malchus. These two go together. Nimtza, Shebishas Achila. So therefore, at the time of Achila, which we said is Le'es Ha'oichel Goishi Aloin, which is a time of approaching Malchus, which is Azai Bo Hayira L'Adam. A person who's eating Bigdusha can draw upon themselves a deep feeling of respect and loyalty and fear of Hashem. Ukimavor b'maymar vayhimi kates kimarach me'menagin, as is explained in chapter 7 in this second half of Likut Imran, which is a Chanukah Torah, by the way, a Shir Rabbeinu Zal gave on Chanukah when we read Parshas Miketz, like we did yesterday on Shabbos. She'ikar ho'achila v'ha'parnasa nimsheches mebechinas malchus. Over there in that chapter in Likud Imran, Rabbi Nizal explains and shows that food and a livelihood comes from the midah of Malchus, which is associated with Yira. Look over there in chapter 7 where Rabbi Nizal expounds on this. V'alkein, and therefore, kishe'oichel bigdusha, when a person is eating with holiness, umamshich alatzmoy hayira haboloi b'shas achila, and a person draws upon themselves this respect that comes at the time of eating. Dahainu she'oichel im yira shomayim bigdushu betaro koroi. Now Rabbi Nizal expands it a little more. He says that the person is eating with respect for Hashem, with holiness and purity, that I'm sitting in front of a king. Who's the king? Hashem is the king. And in the presence of a king, you behave. In the presence of a king, you act with dignity, with respect. Azai hu machnis es bechinas hamalchus, shi bechinas hayira, letoy chapeh. Then that person is drawing this attribute of malchus, this respect, into their mouth. V'azai nase me'apeh bechinas koimas odom. And they elevate the mouth to a status of a complete human being, in a sense. Bibichinas mi som peh l'odom, that a person has the ability to make peh into odom. Now note, it's mi som peh l'odom. Mem yud, 40 and 10 is 50, usually refers to bina. And bina is the source of gvura, of yira. There's a pasuk, ani bina li gvura. So there's definitely a connection here. Ki kishe'eino yoichel bigdusha b'yira shamayim, because when a person does not eat with holiness and with respect for Hashem, azai hayiro habo b'shas achilo kanal, hi oimedes meirochoik ve'eino nechneses boi. Then this respect and fear that comes during the time of eating remains distant from the person. It stays apart from the person. It doesn't enter into the person. Aval kishoichel b'gdusha b'yira. Whereas when the person eats with holiness and with respect, dahainu shemamshich al atzmoi hayira kedoshana, the person tries to draw upon themselves this respect, this fear of Hashem. And this is something that a person can do. We know, for example, the Arizal says that when a person walks into a shul, when a person is walking into the room of the sanctuary of a shul, he's supposed to stop at the entrance, pause there for a few seconds, and think, I'm walking into the throne room of Hashem. And the Arizal says the person should try to draw